During Elizabeth's 6th month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you." But Mary was very confused by what the angel said. Mary wondered, "What does this mean?" The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will become pregnant. You will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of King David, his ancestor. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I am a virgin." The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of God Most High will cover you. The baby will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Now listen, Elizabeth, your relative, is very old, but she is also pregnant with a son. Everyone thought she could not have a baby, but she has been pregnant for 6 months. God can do everything." Mary said, "I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say." Then the angel went away.
Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. At that time, Augustus Caesar sent an order to all people in the countries that they were under Roman rule. The order said that they must list their names in a register. This was the first registration. While Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. This town was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, but she was engaged to marry him. Mary was now pregnant. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, time came for her to have a baby. She gave birth to her first son. There were no rooms left in the inn, so she wrapped the baby in cloth and laid him in a box where animals were fed.
Some shepherds heard about Jesus. That night, some shepherds were in the field nearby watching their sheep, and an angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, because I am bringing you some good news. It will be joy to all the people. Today our Saviour was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box." Then a very large group of angels from heaven joined the first angel. All the angels were praising God, saying, "Give glory to God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to people who please God." Then the angels left the shepherds and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. We will see this thing the Lord told us about." So the shepherds went quickly and found Mary and Joseph. And the shepherds saw the baby lying in a feeding box. Then they told what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed when they heard what the shepherds said to them. Mary hid these things in her heart. She continued to think about them. Then the shepherds went back to their sheep, praising God and thanking him for everything that they had seen and heard. It was just as the angel had told them. When the baby was 8 days old, he was circumcised and he was named Jesus. This name had been given by the angel before the baby began to grow inside Mary.
I can see that all of JC Kids and the Core and Sparklers have been incredibly busy getting everything ready for today, and they've done a fabulous job. So can we just show our appreciation for all that they've done? Thank you so much. You've been busy, but I know lots of people get really, really busy in the run-up to Christmas, whether it's buying presents, making the food, putting up the decorations. Wonderful decorations we've got up in here at the moment. Really, really busy. But we've heard today about someone who has been particularly busy in the run-up to Christmas? Who was it in the drama we heard about who was so busy in the run-up to Christmas? The clue is on the screen. Yes. It's the angel Gabriel, that's right. And we're looking today at the angel's Christmas. If we can just get the title up, that would be brilliant. And I'm going to need a little bit of help in talking a bit about the angel's Christmas. So one volunteer, come on up, up you come. Now, are you any good at these? Okay, what I'm going to need you to do is grab the other end. And after three, you're going to pull. One, two, three. Oh, there's chocolate. So you knew it was a good idea to... But there's other things in here as well. There's a joke. Do you want to send about here and then read out the joke so that we can all laugh? I don't know. What did one pig say to the other pig?
Let's be pen pals.
Let's be pen pals. And you get a hat as well, so you need to put the hat on. Fantastic. And there's something else in here. Do you want to open that up and show it to everybody so we can see what it is that you've got in your cracker? You've got a picture. If you can hold that picture up, as if by magic, it's appeared on the screens as well. Now, does anybody know who the angel is meeting in this particular picture? It wasn't one that came up in the drama. Oh, yes, straight in there. He could be a chef, couldn't he? He does look a bit like a chef with the hat on. But it wasn't a chef. This was somebody who was working in the temple. Yes. Oh, your hand went down again. Yes. It was Zechariah. That is right. That is fantastic. Yeah, I know it says it on there as well. That's so I don't forget who I'm talking about. And you see, Zechariah, he was part of the priests. He was a really good man. He was following God, but he had a problem. You see, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, they really, really wanted to have children, and God had never blessed them with children. He prayed and prayed, and he'd kind of given up hope. And then one time, while he's serving as the priest, he goes into the temple to burn the incense, which is what's happening in the picture, which is why he looks a bit like a chef. And he's there behind the curtain, and the angel Gabriel appears to him and says, "Don't be afraid." And we saw in our drama that often when people saw angels, there was a bit of an "ah!" kind of moment. And he was frightened, but he was told, "Don't be afraid, because your prayers have been heard. And you're going to have a son, and you're going to call him John." And John's job was going to get people ready for the arrival of Jesus. Now, if an angel appeared to you and told you something, you'd believe him, wouldn't you? Not Zechariah. No, that can't possibly happen. Yes.
Can I eat my chocolate now?
No. No. It's the last time you volunteer for me. Zechariah came up with all kinds of reasons why this couldn't possibly be the case. And so by God's power, the angel said, right, until your baby is born, you are not going to say a word. And he couldn't speak. And he came out and he had to sort of do sign language to show what it was that was going to happen. And they got some of it, but they couldn't understand everything. You see, God hears our prayers, even if we don't see anything happening. You can now go down with your chocolate. Whether you eat it or not is then entirely up to your mother. Take your chocolate and you can go and sit down. But I do need another volunteer. Yes, your hand was up straight away. You might spot a theme developing. Three, two, one. Straight for the chocolate, you know. It's not the joke. Okay, there's a joke there. You can stand and read that out to us.
On which side do chickens have the most feathers?
I don't know. On which side do chickens have the most feathers?
On the outside.
On the outside. Okay, now you need your hat. You need your crown on as well. Because it wouldn't be Christmas if we couldn't all look ridiculous. Okay, and then hold the picture up so that everyone can see it. It will then appear magically on our screens. Who do we think that the angel is meeting here? Who is it? Did you see anyone be Mary earlier on? Was it you? Fabulous. It's Mary. Elizabeth. Zechariah's wife. She's pregnant, 6 months pregnant with John, and her cousin Mary's at home in Nazareth, and the angel Gabriel appears, telling her how much God loves her, that he's with her, and saying, don't be afraid, because when people see angels, they go, ah! She was scared, but Gabriel said, you're going to have a baby too. He's going to be great. He's going to be a king, just like King David. He's going to actually reign over Israel, over the world, forever. And Mary was a bit confused by this, because she knew she couldn't be pregnant, because there couldn't be a father. But Gabriel explained that God himself was going to be the father, and so the son would be the son of God. And to show that nothing was impossible with God, he used the sign of Elizabeth already being 6 months pregnant, even though she's quite old. So Mary said, I'll do whatever you ask of me. You see, God can do anything, and so we should trust him and do what he asks. You can go now, take your chocolates. Dawn, was that your hand going up about that? I'll go with one of the children. I will go with one of the children. Yes, okay, you can come up. Three, two, one. Okay, you've got chocolate. What else have we got? You've got a joke in here. Got to read your joke out. Bit nearer the microphone. Bit nearer the microphone. This one here. Woman.
A woman who
stands between goalposts. I don't know, what do you call a woman who stands between two goalposts?
A net.
Okay, crown on. You don't have to keep the joke now. It's really not worth it. And then you've got your... Don't open the chocolate yet. No, you open the picture up so that we can see who it is that the angel is appearing to now. And hold it up so that everyone can see. Probably the right way around. Who is it appearing to? To Joseph. That's right. Now, we don't know whether it was the angel Gabriel that appeared to Joseph, because the Bible doesn't tell us that. Just says it was an angel of the Lord, but came in a dream to tell him that even though Mary was pregnant and he wasn't the father, it was okay to take her as his wife, because the baby was a present from God, because God loves the world so much. And in that same dream, the angel told Joseph to call the baby, what did the baby get called? Jesus, that is right, which means saviour, because he was going to save people from their sins. You see, can you crown off again? Was it not your colour? There we go. Joseph doesn't seem to have been told quite how Jesus was going to save people from their sins, that was going to involve dying on a cross, but he does get a clue as to what Jesus' mission is going to be. And Joseph has to bring Jesus up, and because Joseph is a descendant of King David, it means that Jesus is seen as a descendant of David too. But Joseph was worried, he was anxious, but he found that God knew what was going on in his mind and God could bring him peace. You can go and sit down now and... I've only got two left, you see. I'm getting to that point of which of the children I like most. But that makes it impossible... And oh, look at the hands at the back as well. Yes, I can see them. I can see them. Do you want to come up? Three, two, one. Whoa. So we've got a chocolate there. That's straight in the pocket. Yeah, that's going to be safe. What else have we got in there? We've got a crown. Okay, crown on. Crown on and a joke and a picture. Or a necklace. Who Who would have thought you'd have had the smallest head out of everybody that's come up here?
Where can you buy British Rail?
I don't know. Where can you buy British Rail bubble gum?
On a choo-choo train.
Okay, it's time to open up the picture. Okay, who is the angel appearing to this time? Yes. The shepherds, that's right. We've heard lots about the build-up to Christmas, but the next time the angels turn up is on Christmas Day itself. Jesus has been born, and so the angel's job is to go around and tell everybody, to let particularly the shepherds know. So the angel of the Lord appears, and the shepherds are terrified, because when you see an angel, you go, ah! But he says, don't be afraid, because there is good news of great joy for all people, because that very day a Saviour had been born who was Christ the Lord. And to show that God had provided them with a Saviour, they were given a sign of God's power. You'd think an angel in the sky would probably be enough, but he gave them more. He said, you will find a baby wrapped in cloth. Now that is not a major shock, because that's kind of how little babies often are. Wrapped in cloth, but lying in a manger. That's like taking your baby and putting it on the dog bowl. It's like putting it on the cat litter. It's not where you'd normally expect to see a baby. But that wasn't all that happened with the shepherds. You can go and sit down now, and I need one more final volunteer. You can take your crown off now that you're down there if you want to. There's a lot of dancing going on, I can see that. You've already done one, you're not doing another one. Okay, yes, you can come up. 3, 2, 2 and a half. No, 1, go! See, I made all that drama there. You were just, I've never seen a cracker before. What's going on? Okay, the chocolate comes out first. Of course the chocolate comes out first. Into the pocket, so it'll be nice and melted when you take it out. Crown on. There you go. And joke. No, joke first. Joke first. You get the picture.
What must you know to be an
auctioneer. I don't know, what must you know to be an auctioneer? Lots! You can get your parents to explain that one to you later. Okay, you open up the picture. And hold it up not so that you can see it, so that everyone else can see it. And then it appears up on our screens as if by magic. Once the angel of the Lord had given the shepherds the instructions and the news, the sky was filled with angels. We saw all our beautiful angels up here earlier. And they told the shepherds that the peace of God was coming to everyone that God's favour rested on. And that had to include the shepherds. The shepherds rushed down into the town, leaving their sheep, and they saw everything was just like the angels had told them. And once they'd seen Jesus, they rushed around telling everyone else they could find the wonderful news that Jesus had been born. You can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. But if we leave the picture up, that would be great. See, throughout the Christmas story, the angels came as messengers, which is what the word angel really means. Passing on news to all kinds of people. To Zechariah, to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds, even to the kings. But not all of those come in Luke's gospel. We've focused on some of the ones that do come in Luke's gospel this morning. But Luke gives a really big emphasis to the role of the angels. At Christmas, passing on the message. And God passes on his message in all kinds of ways. He uses angels. What other ways do you think God passes on his message to us? Any ideas? Yes! Couldn't quite hear you. It sounded brilliant, but... He could put a message on a pigeon, couldn't he? We don't read about that one in the Bible, but he could do it that way. He could send a flying saucer. Again, it's not one that we know he is. Anyone who wants to go for any that we actually do know that God uses, yes. He answers prayers, doesn't he? We talk to God and he actually talks to us in our prayers as well. And he answers our prayers, and that's one of the ways he shows himself to us. Any other ways that God reveals himself? Yes, you've got your hand there. There was a burning bush when God appeared to... Who did he appear to? Can't remember. Sounds a bit like Moses. That's right, it was Moses. He appears to Moses in the burning... But any other ways that God reveals himself? We've said angels, we've had prayers, we've had a burning bush. It's not a trick question. I'm not going to keep going until I get the answer I'm after. All kinds of ways. Oh, you nearly had one. No? Gone again. Okay. Yes. The Bible, that is one of the best ways that God shows us who he is, because we've got the whole story of how God has shown himself. There, he's done it in the Bible, he does it through prophets, he does it even through when we see God in each other. And in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, it says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, and many times, and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. And part of the good news of Christmas is that Jesus is the supreme way that God has shown himself to us. He's the very best way because Jesus is God. He shows us what God is like and shows us how we can have a brand new start with God again. Father God, we thank you that you've shown yourself to us in so many ways. That the angels spoke about you, the prophets spoke about you, the Bible speaks about you. But most of all, you've shown us who you are by coming as Jesus to live among us and show us how we can be saved from our sins. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.